Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, so welcome back. Talked about dominant tonic G7 to C, G7 to C minor, F minor 6 to C minor, F minor 6 to C major. These are sort of parallel mirror image type of things. So I want to go back. In the last video, I explained kind of in an abstract way, and kind of with a view on the history of polarity and all that, maybe fairly abstract explanation. So I would like to approach this subject in another way that's just purely intervallic. So if we say that the four dominant chords that could go to C are derived from this. Now you could say that they're derived from many different ways, like you can say that your G7 is kind of on the harmonic series off of that G, you know, or you can say off the major scale that you're going up to the fifth degree and then skipping notes, you know, either of those. But to get the symmetry thing happening, this traffic circle idea, we were using the diminished back in the earlier part of this series. I was using the leading tone, this B natural, as to start building the diminished off of. But of course, any of these can be a leading tone. The D can be a leading tone, F G flat. A flat. And then, to get the dominant chords from that, we're just altering it by lowering any of those by a half step. That's D7. Flat 7. That's E7. That's G7. Right? So those four, G7, B-flat 7, D-flat 7, E7, those all come from that diminished. Okay. So then in the last video, I talked about minor being sort of a way of thinking, you know, downward, you know. That this chord, F minor 6, has the same structure as a dominant 7, but going down, right? Major 3rd, minor 3rd, minor 3rd. Same as this. Not quite in tune here. Give me a second. So, by logic, I guess, we should be able to say, well, if we got the dominant chords, what we call the positive dominant chords, the G7, B-flat 7, all those, by lowering any degree of that diminished, what if we raise one of them? B, D, F, A flat, now I'm playing C, D, F, A flat, and look at that. That That's F minor 6 right there. So you see the F minor 6 is the exact same structure as a G7. It's just, you know, transposed and inverted. So, and you can see that the note that we raise becomes the fifth of that. We're raising the B and it becomes a C. And that's F minor 6. Not D half diminished, really. I mean, you could call it D half diminished, but there's no fifth off the D. There's no A natural. So the strongest tonality in there is this fifth, F to C. Okay. Go back to diminished. Okay. Now we got A flat minor 6. Now, this... This is a sound that people have heard. It's like a seventh. If I were to think of it at G7, it would be like G7 with a sharp 5 and a flat 9. Right? Whereas F minor 6, if you think of it as coming off the G, that's more like a flat 9. With a suspension or something like that. That's a chord symbol you see once in a while. Like F, G sus flat 9 or something. That's just F minor 6. So in the same way that we had names like we call like G13 flat 9, well, we could say, well, it's just E7, you know, going to C, for example. We say, well, G sus flat 9 is just F minor 6, you know. G flat 9 sharp 5 is a flat minor 6. What's next? Now this is B minor 6. That's a funny one because it has an F sharp in it, right? Coming off the G, it's going to sound strange, but it's all, you know, it all depends on how you use it. Right, and then that's just sounds pretty normal. The D minor 6, right? So now, the traffic circle that we talked about before, instead of having 4 exits, well, I guess it has 4 exits, but they go out in 2 different ways each, or you could think about a room with 8 doors instead of 4 doors, or something like that. But in any case, now instead of instead of having just one dominant to go to any particular place, you have 8. I'm sorry, instead of having 4 dominants to go to like C, for example, now we have 8. We doubled it up by putting the minors in there. So to get to C, to review, we got G7 goes to C, B flat 7 goes to C, D flat 7 goes to C, and E7 goes to C, right? But then we also have the minor ones. Or what we call negative dominants. F minor 6 goes to C, A flat minor 6 goes to C, B minor 6 goes to C, and D minor 6 goes to C. And that C could be C major, or it could be C minor, or it could be C7, or it could be some other type of C. It's just a destination, you know. And of course, all of those same chords also go to E flat and to G flat and to A, right? So I'm forgetting exactly which episode it was, but it's in this series a few ones back that I posted a PDF that has this kind of like diagrammed out, you know, so you can kind of visualize it. But again, it's not necessary to have all that math in your head. I just think of the sounds. And again, I think of the movements. So where you have this kind of movement, this was the example used on rhythm changes, starting on F sharp, descending dominants through the circle of fifths, right? Well, so that starts a major third below the key, right? F sharp is a major third below B flat. So I think if I start a major third above, with the minors, I should get to the same result. Yeah, so I'm starting on D minor 6. The tritones are ascending. And the bass is also ascending by fifths. You know, here is descending by fifths. Or ascending by fourths, and this is the exact opposite. It's descending by fourths or ascending by fifths. You know, so this gives even more options in terms of the functional sort of use. Now, this is a lot of information in one video. I'm gonna kind of break it down a little bit more, but people might be getting tired of this topic, so. And I have some other things I want to get into. But the sound of moving between the minor and the dominant and the major dominance, you know, the negative dominance, the positive dominance, is very interesting. You know, I'll give you a couple of examples, something like. Can't quite recreate exactly what I just did, but I'll do another one where I call it out. Let me start on D minor 6, and then I'll go to like E flat 7, and then I'll go from E flat 7, I'll go to F 7. So from F7, I went to B-flat 7, and then I went to G-flat 7. It's a B minor, you can go that. Maybe A minor from there. Maybe from there to D-flat 7. To C minor. To G minor. Flat 7, D flat minor, to B minor, C7, A flat 7, D flat minor. Let's see, let's go to D7. So, you know, those kind of movements. Now I'm thinking I really have 8 movements available at any particular time. So I kind of like to mess around with these sounds. Using these pathway ideas. Please send a question. Put a question in the comments if this is getting a little bit too far out and I should backtrack a little bit or something like that. I'll have some announcements next time to make, and thanks for joining. All right. Later.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.